Welcome to the January 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson. I was going to say Performance Radio News Director Mike Moore, but that is not the case.
I was wondering if you forgot your name.
It happens sometimes.
We should do that. We should switch jobs for the day. I'll be the news director for a day. You be the state's attorney for a day.
Oh my goodness. You know how badly that would go?
Would the news be bad?
The news would be fine, but I'm afraid there would be many, 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 many people put in jail. Would not be good thing. If you thought jail crowding was bad now, you put me in your office for one day, there'd be like three people left in town.
Well, that's not good. You know, you got rules you'd have to follow, but you wouldn't follow. You'd just ignore them, right? You'd just go out and arrest people.
Right.
Well, that just goes to show that the people of Beetle County should be happy to have me in that position and not you.
Exactly. And I'm much better reporting on what you do than the other way around. So coming up this month on the show, well, first off, as we mention every month, this is the first show, obviously, of the brand new year.
216. Welcome.
216. And Duffy has this thing where he doesn't like people saying 2000 whatever. So I've been cognizantly trying to say 2016 instead of 2016.
All right.
So I don't know why I need to mention that.
I'll go along with Duffy. He's the voice of the Tigers, so we better listen to him.
And does a very good job.
He does an excellent job,
I should say.
Yes.
So the first show of the brand new year, and we've got lots of different things to talk about here on this month's show. We are going to, obviously, the legislature is currently in session, and they are attempting to pass new laws, adding laws all the time. Of course, Governor Dennis Dugard has worked to go through the books and try to take some laws off the books, didn't he?
Right. That's true. You know that, but that's one thing. You know, the coffee is on Saturday mornings. Coffee with the legislature.
It was this morning.
Yeah. Yep. Someone should ask them about, like, there should be a new rule in this state that if you pass a new law, you have to repeal a law. How about that? How would that go over?
Right, but what you at some point you would have to get to the point. I mean, you couldn't be like, well, you know what? We should probably get rid of murder. We don't need that anymore. Come on, you can't do that.
Well, but I'm not talking the big ones. I'm talking there's probably some little ones out there they could probably look at.
I think there are some small things like spitting on the sidewalk and.
It doesn't even have to be crimes. It can be other things.
You can't tie your horse up in front of a bar or something. I think there are laws like that are still on the books in some places. I don't necessarily know about here. That may be a show for when we get into a time of the year when there's nothing going on. We can go through the books. You can go through the books. Because you probably know your way through the books better. And we can find all of the ridiculous laws.
We could make that a segment of the show. Every time we do the show, we'll have a small segment of, did you know this was actually a law?
For South Dakota.
Yeah, for South Dakota. I'll come up with
research.
Heard of.
All of that.
It won't take long. You see the law books? I have shelves full of them in my room or office.
Have you been through all of them? So, I mean, it's a serious question.
No, I have not been through all of them. Every day that that's why they call it practicing law, because I don't know all the laws. I have the ability to look them up, but there's probably very few days that go by that I don't look up a law that I didn't know was there. You know, I might think that there's something out there, and then I look it up, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that was the law.
And I mean, anyone that's been in a lawyer's office or even in court have seen the big books that are all next to each other. They're like the encyclopedia of laws.
Right.
Do you know of books that you have not even touched?
Yes.
Because there are portions of the law that you just haven't had to deal with. Therefore, there's no reason to grab that section and check it out.
Absolutely. If you come into my office and pull some of those books off and blow the dust off the top of them. The only one that really gets used in our office would be 22, which is the crimes. 23 deals with law enforcement. 24, kind of criminal procedure. Once in a while, we bring out 25, domestic relations. And then there's some county stuff, like in 7. 28 is public welfare. So those are some of the ones I deal with. You know, out of 40 or so, those are the main ones I always deal with. But the other ones, you know, I don't. They'd be very, very dusty at the office. Plus, now most of it's done on the computer, so I don't use the books much anymore anyway.
With those books, now that you mentioned that, we just talked about making newer laws all the time. Do those books get replaced?
Yes, every July we get new books, or how they actually do it to keep costs down is they give you what we call a pocket part. So they send you a little pamphlet that goes in the back of the book. You slide that in. And then when you look up the law, you not only have to look in the book, but you have to check the pocket part to make sure that the law is up to date. That's like they teach you that like day one in law school is always look at the pocket part. And I can tell you that I have made that mistake more than once in my law career to forget to look at the pocket part. So I thought I knew what the law was. I forgot to look at the pocket part, and I go up to court and make an argument, and the judge is looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about, and I don't, because I didn't look at the pocket part. You know, it would be, Mr. Moore, did you check the pocket part? And I'm like, oh, no, I didn't, you know, and then you're embarrassed, and you check the pocket part, and then you know that the judge is right, and begrudgingly, I have to admit that.
How sheepish do you become when that happens?
It's a.
When's the last time you did that? Now remember, we're talking 20 years here doing this. When's the last time you got caught pocketing?
Not pocketing.
Non-pocketing.
Probably about 2 years ago. I remember a case really? That I didn't pocket on, that I got called on.
What do the defense attorneys do? They've got to be licking their chops at this.
Oh yeah, I mean, generally speaking, it's not the end of the world. You don't lose your case over it, but you just need to, you know, read your thing. So, but of course, anytime that you up there trying to state what the law is and you are incorrect, they take pride in correcting me. I don't know. Should I admit that on the radio? That, you know, but
you just did.
I guess,
and there's no going back.
There's no going back. I guess, yeah. But I've learned over the years, and I get better at that. But every once in a while, but it's not an uncommon thing for lawyers to do. Now, if we do that online, the online versions are updated, so we can just look at the law online. So I've gotten away from using the books and just more online. So then you don't happen to make that mistake as. And I'd say I did it a handful of times in my 20 years, and I don't think that's unusual.
You mentioned that the law books that you guys get every year, or the updates, and then obviously all of that is now in an online database.
Right.
Is there any thought that someday those books are going to go away? Because it's just if you can get it in a online computer version, what's the point of spending the money on printing out these, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pages, and you got to send them to 62 different counties across the state, and I would imagine attorneys have them too. So
I think you're right. I think you're going to see a time when the books are out of date, and they're it's sort of that way now. I mean, the only books we have in the office that we update anymore is the South Dakota Code. The benefit and why we do that is in the code, they also print cases that have cited the statute. That's not available online. So it's a nice feature to have by having the book. So if we're up there to argue a law, we can look that law up on the computer, and then we can run a search for it. And then every case it's been cited in will come up. But a lot of times it's a lot more convenient just to go grab the book, look at that, and then underneath that law, it'll have all the recent cases that law has been talked about in. So that's probably the biggest benefit of the books and why we keep them. But I will tell you, back in 97, my first year in the office as the elected, Beetle County was spending about $50,000 a year on the law library at the courthouse. And we were updating that, and there was books up there like you couldn't believe. And one of the things I took on was the task of getting rid of the books and getting an online version. And the ultimate end goal of that was, and the result now is, we were spending $50,000 a year on that. Now we're spending five. So we saved the taxpayers about $45,000 a year. And if you go back to, we probably accomplished that in 2000 was the time that I was able to get that done. So in 15 years at, you know, $45,000 a year, that's a, you know, $500,000 we saved the taxpayers by going from away from the books to online. And the fight was the judges. You know, the judges are old school. When I went to law school, we were learning on the computer. We were learning how to research. The judges hadn't done that. They were used to the books. Judge Martin was a judge back then. Him and I had a long talk. we didn't agree, but at night I went up and threw all his books away. So then he was stuck with the computer.
It's not like it's an election season or anything, is it?
Right. No. Yeah. So he's upset, but I saved
you $500,000.
Well, right. Let's throw that out there, man. Let's start with that. But it was a fun. But it was good, and we had a big dumpster. We recycled the books, and one of those big dumpsters they bring up, and I had one of my interns have to haul all the books down, and it filled up the whole dumpster. And one of the things that my argument to the judges, and this is actually the truth, is because they were reluctant to get rid of the books because they hadn't been trained in online, is that the pocket parts. That was one of my arguments. So we come back to that, and the pocket parts hadn't been being put in the books.
Mm.
So we were spending this money, and the money is for the pocket parts or updated editions of the books, and all these books that hadn't even been put on the shelves, and the pocket parts, they weren't even taken out of the boxes that they came in. So I said, look, judges, I mean, we have these books, but no one's obviously using them because you can't be using them if you're not using the pocket parts. And the pocket parts are still sitting here unpacked. And one of the things we were able to do is we were able to send a lot of those back. So we got probably $10,000 or $15,000 saved right there by sending them back, the ones that were recent. The ones that were older than that, we had to throw out.
Mm-hmm.
But then we cut the cost of housing the library. So that was maybe it's going to build bridges. I don't know. That $500,000 that build a bridge maybe.
Well, I tell you what, usually the first segment of the show we get caught up on things that have been happening in the office and what we've got coming up on the show, and that this is your show and how to get a hold of us. And honestly, this has been a very interesting segment. Everything that you've just talked about over law books, and it shows how squirrel-like this program can be in that we don't ever come in really with a significant, decent plan.
What?
But we manage to pull it off every month we come in here and do the Mike Moore Show.
I thought we wouldn't want to tell these people we don't have a plan. We have a plan, don't we?
No, we don't.
Do we want to admit that? I mean, we just talked about books. I mean, these people could have thought we were planning on talking about books. And now they know we weren't planning on talking about books. And now they think we just wasted 10 minutes of their day.
This is my take on that. Yeah, we didn't plan talking about books, but I guarantee you people are going, wow, I didn't know that. So what I'm getting at is, well, it's an interesting segment, and I'm really glad that it kind of went that way. That's all the right. Beauty about not having your ships in a row is that sometimes really good stuff comes out. We're flexible. This is your program here. We might as well take this to 15 minutes on the segment. This is your show. We want to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. You can get a hold of me with email news@kokk.com, on Twitter at Zach Nelson Radio or at PR News Huron, and on the Performance Radio News page on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook as well, Beadle County State's Attorney's Office, at Twitter, Beadle County SA. Email me at my office, info@bcsa.us, or my email, mmoore@bcsa.us. Stop into the office. We have books for sale. I mean, I could sell them a book. Maybe someone wants to.
Well,
that's my mistake, because I should have actually had a sale.
Instead of just recycling them, is sell the books.
Yeah, we actually did that, and no one wanted them. Had no value.
I was going to say, segment on the show talking about the history of the law books, cool. Buying law books from Mike Moore, not cool. So,
but are we going to do the segment coming up in the future about, did you know this was a law?
Yes.
Do you think that's a good idea?
I think people would like to know some of the ridiculous laws that we kind of talked a little bit about, you know, tying your horse up and you know, spitting on the sidewalk. I think that would be an interesting caveat to add to the show.
All right. I'll put that on my to-do list, and I will get us at least one law.
All right.
Every show, and we'll do a segment. If we stop talking about books or Star Wars, we'll actually do the segment.
We made it 14 minutes without a Star Wars reference. I think that's a new record.
That was a record. So we had
especially
to
at the start of the show, because it's usually right out of the gate, you know, there's something with Star Wars.
Hey, well, the best part about this is there's probably about another 40-45 minutes of the show left. So
right.
People are very excited. They're fired up. They don't have any idea what we're going to talk about for the rest of the show.
Well,
but I'm sure they're going to keep
listening.
That's
what we're going to do in the next 30 seconds here before we hit the break. We are going to talk about a case that you recently was in the news involving bigamy, which is a charge that you don't hear a lot about. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, legislature is in session, and we'll talk about some of the bills, one specifically that they passed regarding immunity for underage people who have been drinking, but they're worried about getting in trouble, calling the authorities for help because somebody has had too much to drink or they're overdosing on drugs. We'll talk about the immunity bill and where that's at. Plus, also, we're going to talk a little bit about there are some changes coming to the jail.
Jail JDC changes that are coming up based on what the trend's been over the last couple years. We'll talk about that.
All right. All of that is on the way as we continue with this first Mike Moore Show of 2016. You're listening to The Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.